Rekamundios katakara kerekebe. Gros katakala vandre de Dios kataya. Father, I pray right now that your presence will rest in this place. That this place will be a place that carries your glory, where your glory abides. That every thing, every spirit, any assignment of the enemy sent to this place tonight, that I break its power in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray by the power of your blood that your people will be set free tonight. May there be anything that is holding them back, let it be cut, let it be broken tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your presence come upon them. Let your power come upon them. Let the anointing break the yoke tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the anointing destroy the yoke. I come against every sickness. I come against every spirit. I come against every spirit of the occult. I come against every spirit of poverty, every spirit of religion, and I bind its works tonight. In this place, I bind every operation, every assignment, every strategy of every evil spirit. May you arrest this atmosphere tonight with your presence. May you arrest this atmosphere tonight with the glory of God. May your people walk out of this place free. Everybody say with me, say, I receive tonight freedom in Jesus' name. Amen. Give him one more praise offering. Where are we going? Jeremiah chapter number 50. Go for Jeremiah chapter number 50, verse number 33. Everybody say with me, deliverance. I'm gonna be short. I'm not gonna preach long tonight. I just want to get you the understanding of deliverance for a revelation to drop. That what God wants to do right now this tonight. Are you guys with me? And then when we lay hands on you, we're going to minister to every person that say they want deliverance. They need prayer in whatever area it is, whether it's finances, sickness, family-wise, whether it's depression, with whatever area it is, we're going to come and we're going to pray for you. So it says, thus says the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel were oppressed. Everybody say with me, oppressed. The word oppression means a heaviness that is upon you. It is a dimension of demonization. It is a dimension of deliverance that is needed. So he says, the children of Israel. Say with me, the children of Israel. This means Christians. Are you guys with me? Christians were oppressed, along with the children of Judah. All who took them captive, held them fast, and they refused. Say with me, refused. They refused to let them go. Now, this scripture speaks of deliverance because there are Christians and there's believers that's even in this church tonight, and there's things that are holding you captive, and those things are refusing to let you go. And you're like, you're getting to church, you're praying, you're asking God for forgiveness, and God forgives you of that sin, but then a week later something happens and it is like you just can't get breakthrough. Whether it is a sin, whether it is an emotional problem, doesn't matter what it really is, but this thing is refusing to let you go. Are you guys with me? Go with me to Psalm 107 verse 14. Psalm 107 verse 14. I think it is 107 verse 14. Yes. He brought them out of darkness. So King David is prophesying here. This is a prophecy that is being fulfilled, got fulfilled in the New Testament. We'll get to it now. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and he broke the chains in pieces. Are you guys with me? Say with me, he brought them out. Go back. Don't go on, unless if I told you. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and he broke the chains in pieces. Listen, when I received salvation, when I got saved, it took me a few years to get delivered. I'm gonna say it again. When I got saved, it took me personally. I didn't really have anybody that could do full deliverance on me. So it took me about 2 years for me personally to get delivered. that doesn't mean that I was not saved. Because for the first thing is, he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. Number one, salvation. Number two, then he broke the chains in pieces. Are you guys with me? Salvation takes place and then deliverance takes place. Deliverance is for God's people. Don't let anybody tell you that Christians can't have demons. They can have demons. The New Testament, when Jesus casted out devils, he said these words. He says, this is the children's bread. This is the children's bread. He was speaking of the children of Israel, the Christians, about deliverance. And he said, listen here, this is the children's bread. And the word children's bread is a term like staple food. So it's like staple food might be in South Africa. What's staple food of South Africa? Milipap? Huh? Pap? Okay. Sop. No, it's not sop. It's milipap. It's maize, yes. So that's the staple food. A country's staple food. It's something that'll give them all the nutrients they need. That'll make them healthy, and that it's something they can live on. They need it. It's a necessity. It's not salmon that's a luxury. Are you guys with me? It's not caviar that's a luxury. It's something that's a necessity. So Jesus said, listen here, and I'm not going to get into that verse there, but he says the children's bread, when a lady came to him seeking for deliverance for her daughter, but this lady was a Gentile, she was not saved. And Jesus turned to her, first he ignored her, then he told her to get away. Then thirdly, he called her a dog. And he said, listen, the children's bread is not for you. It is for the children of Israel. It is for the lost sheep of Israel. That's what he said. Which means that he said, deliverance is not for you now as a Gentile, but it is for the lost sheep of Israel, Christians. Now we are obviously Christians. So we are the seed of Abraham. Are you guys with me in the spirit? Which means that deliverance is for us every single day. Even myself, I take myself through deliverance every few months on my own, whether it's in my room, how it is, if I confess to somebody. But I get to a place where I clean myself out, because deliverance is an ongoing thing. It is not a thing that is finished and done and you get it over with. It's a thing that is ongoing. Because we live in a life that has flaws. We live in a life that has errors. We live in a life that bad things happen to us. And we have a spirit that can be affected. Are you guys with me? We are spirit, soul, and body. So he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and broke the chains. Say with me, chains. Where's the chain? I'm going to show you something. Let me get Stefan here. Maybe you can come in and stand here. Okay, you see this chain? Jesus, help me. I think I can go home. I preached too long this weekend. So don't be so arrogant, please. You're not. So I said, do you see this chain? Amen. Okay. So when, let me just stand there, Stefan. Let me just get to another verse here. He said, I broke the chains in pieces. I'm looking for a scripture here. Let me go to Acts. Let me go to Acts chapter number 12. Let me just see. In Acts chapter number 12, verse number 7, just put that on the screen for me. Acts chapter number 12, verse number 7. Now behold, and if the band is tired and we are tired, I only went to bed 5 o'clock this morning. So now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in prison. And he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise quickly. And he say with me, chains. And his chains fell off his hands. Now, when somebody has chains on them, so even Peter had chains. Are you guys with me? So you can be a Christian. Now, a lot of times we think it's only on the hands, but let me just show you something. In the old covenant, what they would do during the old days, how they would take you as a prisoner, they would bind your hands with chains. They didn't have handcuffs or anything like that. Chains was the handcuffs. Are you guys with me? So they would bind them with a chain, and then obviously the person can't do anything that he wants to do. But the thing that we don't think about a chain is this, that they didn't only bind them like this. They bound them by feet as well sometimes, and they bound them by neck. So the chain would go over, but bend down with your neck, would go like this. Okay, so, and then what they would do, So let's say Stefan wants to walk to that speak, because let's say there is a plate of food there. So try to walk there. Okay, then I can pull him back and it hurts. Huh? So every time you want to move with chains on, you get hurt more. You get damaged more. Now he wants to go get his miracle that is there. Walk. There's something controlling him. So when Satan has chains over you, this is what happens. You are a slave to the system of Satan. And he can control you and pull you and move you and pull strings. And the more we try to move out of that bondage, the more damaged we are getting. But, are you guys with me? Say with me the anointing. Say the anointing. The anointing destroys the yoke. So when the anointing comes on you, I don't care if you have a chain of poverty, if you have a chain of sickness, I don't care if it is a curse or what it might be, witchcraft, depression, anxiety, fear, homosexuality, the anointing destroys the yoke. Have your seats, have your seats, have your seats. So every time as a Christian, when I fall back and I get into bondage again, I'm getting chains around me and Satan controls me again. The devil controls me. He pulls me. So now I cannot even go. So some people ask me, why is my life not working out? Why does nothing work? Doesn't work out. This doesn't work out. Because you want to walk that way where the will of God is, but something is pulling you this way. There's a chain that needs to be broken. Are you guys with me? When the Bible says the anointing destroys the yoke, the word destroy is not break. Something that is broken can be repaired, but something that is destroyed is irreparable. So when the anointing destroys this yoke, let me get to another thing. Thank you. So let me get to something else to explain. I think go for it to Mark chapter number one. Mark chapter number one. Mark chapter 1, I think. Or go for 5 verse 1. Go for Mark chapter 5, sorry. 5 verse 1. Yes. Mark chapter 5 verse 1. It says, then they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. Next verse. And when Jesus had come out of the boat, immediately they met him out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him. Everybody say with me, no one could bind him, not even with chains. When I read the Bible, there's an opposite way of reading it as well. I teach my church, when I read the Bible, I read what it doesn't say also. It's the mystery of the unspoken word. Are you with me? No one could bind him. This demon became so powerful that even when they wanted to bind him with chains, he was able to break the chains. Go through to the next verse. Because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him. Just to go back for one verse. They say even when they try to put him with chains, he would break it. And they would put chains on again, and he would break it. And he became more powerful and powerful, this demonic spirit. Are you guys with me? But yet Christians get chains upon their lives, and they don't break it. I'm going to say it again. This demon breaks the chain every time he gets a chain on. Yet Christians walk with chains. They don't have any audacity, any perseverance, any anointing, anything, any ability or will to say, I'm going to break free from these chains. Yes, that's very deep, but if you don't get it, that's okay. Okay. Read on for me. Because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him. Next verse. And always night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him. Are you guys with me? Okay, next verse. And he cried out with a loud voice, and said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" Even the demon recognizes the presence of Jesus. Well, I've seen the glory of God coming into a church, and some people would just sit, and the glory of God is in a place, and they cannot recognize. Say with me, recognize. The glory of God is increased when we recognize Him, when we feel, wait, the presence of God is in this place. Let me become, I taught you about sensitivity. Many of you are new, but in our building, I taught about sensitivity. You can become sensitive. You don't have to jump up and clap hands all the time, but you can become sensitive to the presence of God. So most of God, and then He says, what have we to do with you? Even the demon recognized. So they recognize. The word recognize is to discern. It's to be sensitive. It is gnosko. It is dokimatsu. It is to be sensitive. To discern. To sit there and think, okay, God is in this place. Okay. And then He goes on. He actually, in the King James Version, He says, I adjure you. This one says, I implore. Nobody knows what implore means. It's not really a right translation. In the King James Version, it says, I adjure you by God that you do not, Yahweh, I adjure thee by God that you do not torment me. What that says in English, I command you in the name of God, do not torment me. The demon is saying that to Jesus, that Jesus carried such an anointing that even the demon felt it necessary to call on the name of God for this one. I don't know if you understand. Listen. The demon, when Jesus stepped onto the shores, the demon recognized, this is anointed. I make a joke, I said, even the demon almost wanted to become Christian. Because he said, I command you in the name of God, I adjure you, in the name of God, do not torment us. I command you. How is it that the demon now all of a sudden calls out in the name of God to be stopped being tormented? That means there's a power that is available. That even this demon, that no one could bind him, that the anointing, somebody who carried the anointing, you are a seed of Abraham. You're Christ. We are spirit of His spirit, flesh of His flesh. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. You are part of Him. The Bible says that we are partakers of His divine nature. Do you know what it means when we are partakers of His divine nature? That we are the very essence, nature which God is. If you look at the nature of God, the Bible says we are partakers of it. Our identity, our DNA, everything is a makeup of the same of what God is. That means that sickness cannot touch us if we understand the revelation. That means that any curse, anything that tries to pull you down, you are a partaker of this divine nature, the DNA of God. You are partaking of it, but it comes via revelation. When you walk out of this place tonight and you know that if you get to work tomorrow and they deny you the promotion or this or that, you know, but I am a divine partaker of the nature, of the divine nature of God. I am partaking of this thing that is divine. Are you with me? Listen, we'll be finished. We'll be finished just now so that we can pray for you. La roskete kenevedele dioskete. I'm looking for. Go for me to Zechariah on the screen, 9 verse 11. Zechariah 9 verse 11. Zechariah 9 11. Yes. As for you also, because of the blood of your covenant, I will set your prisoners free. Say with me, free. From the waterless pit. There's a pit that is waterless. And he says, I'll set your prisoners free. Go to the next verse. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today, say with me today, not tomorrow. Pharaoh, listen, when Pharaoh, and the plagues came against Pharaoh, with when Moses and God was operating the plagues against Pharaoh, when it came to the frogs, Pharaoh was asked that the frogs could be taken away, and Pharaoh said these words. He said, what is the exact phrase? When I preach these things, I don't plan it. He says, not today, do it tomorrow. Because he became comfortable in that situation. He was no longer desperate. Pharaoh became comfortable with the frogs. Are you guys with me? He became comfortable with the frogs. And he said, no, take them away tomorrow. When I have a mindset that I become comfortable with where I am in, that I become comfortable with living in a one-bedroom apartment, having this sickness, that I'm comfortable with having this addiction, having this depression, this anxiety, that I'm comfortable with these things, having in the occult or this or that, I'm comfortable with that. When I'm not at the place of frustration, I am not ready for deliverance. You can't fool anybody. Are you guys with me? I must come to a place where I'm saying, I am frustrated to be addicted to these pills. I am frustrated to be bound to alcohol, to be bound to cigarettes, to be bound to depression, anxiety. When you are at the place of frustration, deliverance is at hand. And the Bible says, even today, say with me today, say it again, say today. It says, I declare that I will restore to you double. I will give you a double portion. Listen, God is the only God that will pull you out of prison and give you a double portion. I'm going to say it again. God is the only God that will pull you out of prison and give you a double portion. Say with me, today. Say not tomorrow. Today. May your deliverance take place today. When Allah sote, listen, whatever is binding you, whatever is holding you back, may you be a partaker of the divine nature of God. Put a demand upon God that when we lay hands on you, when the oil touches you, that deliverance is done, that freedom is done, that you are free, that deliverance is done. Listen, this thing is also happens by faith. You need to believe that God wants to set you free. He says, I'll take you out of prison and I'll give you a double portion. He's a God that'll take you out of bondage, break the chains, and he'll give you double than what you've had. He'll give you a double portion. In Psalm chapter number 107, verse 14, in the next verse, verse 15, it says, after deliverance, after the chains were broken, it says that they were beginning to rejoice and giving thanks to God and praising him. That when deliverance comes, the sign of deliverance is a people that praise God. When we want to know who has demons in a church, I say to the church, let's begin to praise him. And not for 1 second or 2 seconds, let's praise him. And you can see who is free. Focus upon the Holy Ghost. That is the one that sets you free today. If there be anything, any addiction, and we will have testimonies after tonight. If there be any addiction, if there be anything that's holding you back, that's limiting the call of God, that's limiting you to move forward, may it be cut and broken tonight. May you become a prisoner of, listen, there are two prisoners. The Bible says the prisoners of hope. You get a prisoner of hope and a prisoner who lacks hope, who doesn't have hope. The Bible says the prisoner of hope, he I will set free and I'll give him a double portion. Which means that you must carry hope inside of you. You must carry faith inside of you. You must know right now that this is the God that can set you free. That God is the God that carry, he is the one, Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. He has died for your sins upon that cross. He is the one who carries the anointing. And even upon that cross, it says by the covenant, by the blood covenant, the Bible says, I've set you free. We just read the verse in Zechariah 9, verse 11. By the blood covenant, I will set my prisoners free. By the blood covenant, know that he shed his blood for you on the cross. That it was one sacrifice that was so powerful. that even the demon that no one could bind, when Jesus came close to him, that demon began to say, I command you in the name of God, I adjure you in the name of God, let's become a Christian and a believer that nothing can bind. That when you walk out of this place, that you know that you are free. That it is a mindset also. Listen, deliverance is mostly a lack of knowledge. It's a lack of knowledge. Because it's the lack of knowledge that destroys my people, says the Bible. When people don't understand their identity, when they don't fully understand and have a revelation of the blood, when they don't fully have a revelation of the cross, they lack identity. Deliverance failed to come to them. But tonight, Father, I pray, let your people's faith increase in this place tonight. Let faith in this building right now begin to increase. That even those who are in the back, even if we don't even touch them yet, let liberty and freedom come now. Let your spirit begin to breathe and begin to move in this place. By the authority of the Holy Ghost, I take authority over every spirit of sickness in this place. I take authority over every spirit of fear in this place. And I bind your works. Church, I want you to pray this with me. Say, Heavenly Father, I ask your forgiveness for any addiction, any bondage, any sin, anything that I have done contrary to your will, in disobedience. I ask of your forgiveness out of my heart for any practice in the occult, anything, any work of darkness, any fear, any sexual sin, any drug addiction, I renounce right now the spirit of addiction. I renounce the spirit of fear. I renounce the spirit of homosexuality. I renounce the spirit of sexual immorality. I renounce unforgiveness, fear, anxiety, oppression, any bondage, addiction to medication, to alcohol, to nicotine. I renounce the spirit of rejection upon my life. I forgive my parents. I forgive my father, my mother. I forgive the one who abused me, the one who sexually abused me. I forgive him tonight. Say this with me out of your heart, you'll say, I forgive every person that has hurt me. And I release them tonight by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the love of God. I renounce every spirit of tradition and religion. I renounce the spirit of witchcraft in Jesus' name. Just stand like this, church. Just keep saying surrendered. Just raise your hands to the Lord. Father, I pray, let your presence fill this place. Let your presence fill this place. Every person that has renounced things right now, that has prayed things right now, may your presence come into this building for deliverance. May deliverance enter into this building. May your spirit, may the anointing come in to deliver right now. I speak for the pain in any person's heart that was caused by their parents, that were caused by their parents, that were caused by their siblings, that were caused by their family members, uncles, aunts. Any pain, any broken heart that were caused maybe by a loved one, by a partner, by a wife or a husband. Any pain in the heart right now, that you will come into this place with healing and inner healing. Let your anointing begin to fall upon your people. Let deliverance begin to take place right now. Just surrender to Him, church. Just surrender to Him. I feel the presence of God. I take authority over every spirit of rejection. Every person that has suffered the pain of rejection, I bind that spirit. Every person that has suffered with unforgiveness, I take authority over that spirit, any tormenting spirit. I bind your works. I break your power. I command you to loose every person that is battling with that right now. I command every spirit of addiction right now to loose their lives. I bind every spirit of addiction to alcohol, to cigarettes, to drugs, to prescription medicine, whatever it might be, to pornography, the spirit of lust, the spirit of sexual immorality, the spirit of homosexuality. I take authority and we bind your works. Holy Ghost, may you begin to set people free. Let your presence come upon your people. Let your presence come upon your people. And we're going to lay hands on everybody. Don't worry. Just stand for a while. Just focus upon Him. Let it be a place of frustration. Focus upon His face. Let tonight, I don't want to rush this thing, let tonight be your night of freedom. Have an encounter with God. Raise your hands, just pray this with me. Say, Heavenly Father, right now, I receive freedom. I receive deliverance. I receive the oil of heaven. Father, I pray, as we lay our hands on every single individual, may your anointing come upon them. If one can put 1,000 to flight, 2 can put 10,000 to flight. May every person under the sound of our voice that gets laid hands upon tonight, may they have an encounter with God. In Jesus' mighty name, I decree and I declare freedom and liberty and deliverance to every person. May they go home free tonight. May business contracts come in where it hasn't come in. May jobs open up where it couldn't open up. May health come in where there's sickness. May freedom come where there was addiction. May there be testimonies from addiction. Every spirit of rejection, every spirit of abuse, depart from this place. In Jesus' name.